Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show, and on the line I've got Jacqueline from the Old School Arts Centre. Morning, Jacqueline.
Morning, Aaron and Raglan.
How are you enjoying the rain?
It's just started, hasn't it? It's got quite, all of a sudden it was like really sunny and blue skies this morning, and it's raining again. It's quite hard keeping up with all this weather. One day it's freezing cold, and then the next it's like northerlies.
Yeah, well, we've got more cold coming this weekend, but people will be able to do something warm at the Old School, won't they, this weekend? It looks like there's movies on.
Our movies are normally once a fortnight.
Yeah.
And we just had Whetū Marama screening on Sunday, just gone as well. But yes, we are doing additional screenings, and it's on the 23rd of July, so this Saturday. So that's at 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. And
presumably that's because it's been quite popular.
Yes. It has been, and we had the directors, Aileen O'Sullivan and Toby Muir, co-directors, and doing a Q&A on Sunday, which was really special.
That's right. I wanted to interview them, but I was away last week, so that was out the window.
Oh, so you didn't get to interview them.
Yeah. Never mind. Right. Was it good? Did people enjoy the Q&A?
Yes. Yeah. No, actually on the project, I think, they were
on
being
TV.
Interviewed. Last night, on TV as well. So, it was a great documentary, New Zealand documentary. So, highly recommend coming along to see that if you haven't already seen it. This one will be normal entry fee. So it'll be, 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock screening. And then on the Sunday, there's another community screening of, there is a community screening of run by WEC, Whangarei Environment Centre. And they're screening Wall-E.
Is that how they say it? Wall-E, not Wall-E, which is the way I read it.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
Wall-E. I think actually I've seen it, the movie, when it came out. And I think it's Wall-E, because that's what he sort of says when he introduces himself, doesn't he?
Oh, wait, I don't know.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh, it's such a good movie. I loved it. Anyway, so that's an animation film, and that is at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock on Sunday.
And how much does it cost?
A good question. It's not on the poster here.
Is it?
I think it's something like $3.
Yes.
Yeah, and WEC, it's a fundraiser for WEC as well, so there'll be food and baking and things for your job. So you can just go to the WEC website, Facebook page, and there's all the booking tables on there. Actually, I tell you, it is here on the poster. I just got my glasses on. It's $3 for tickets.
That's good. Get the glasses out.
And this is about a small waste-collecting robot who embarks on a space journey that sort of takes him which sort of decides the fate of mankind.
Mm. Now, also this weekend or on Friday night, there's a gig as well, isn't there?
Yes, there is. A piano busker from Dunedin. And I believe you're interviewing.
I'm planning to interview him, yes. And I've read good things about his skills, and people already, there's a bit of a buzz about him, people talking about him around town. So looking forward to that.
So he has a piano that he's restored. He's not travelling with that. So he'll be using the piano that we have here in Eva's room at the Old School.
We were talking about movies, and I just want to go back to movies because the Raglan Film Festival Awards are coming up. And last time I talked to you, you had extended it, or you were planning to extend the date for the deadline for submitting films or entering films?
Yes, that's right. We had we decided to extend the date just because with all COVID and everything that's happening in the community, it's been really tough. It's been tough for quite some time, but it's hard for schools at the moment with students and teachers and everyone, and now it's winter and flus and everything else going around. So, we just wanted to extend the date and give everyone a bit of breathing space, really, to sort of like have some extra time to work on their projects and their films. And the date's been extended. It was July. We've extended it through to Monday, the 19th of September, to get the entry forms in.
That's a big extension.
Yeah, I know. And then the film will actually be due on the 17th of October.
There you go, lots of time.
Plenty of time. And we've come up with a few themes too as well, which are on our website, and you can fill out the form online too as well. Just to sort of like inspire, filmmakers out there as well, get some ideas going and creative about with their story making.
I do know one group of teenagers, rangatahi, who are making a film at the moment. So just casually bumped into. So yeah.
Yep. So yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing those entry forms come in, and yeah, for the tamariki and the rangatahi, we still have that $100 prize draw as well. So for everyone that gets a film submitted in by the 17th of October, they go into the draw to win $100. There's some really good ideas on our website as well. You can find us on Facebook and also on the Film Festival website. And just gives you some ideas, things to think about and get inspired. So I encourage everyone to have a look at that. That's interested in making a film. And we've also got the, don't forget, there's the Raglan Filmmakers Club as well. And they meet the first Tuesday of every month.
Okay.
And that is a group of anyone that's interested. Everyone's welcome. It doesn't matter what level of experience you have, and you could be a complete beginner or more experienced, and it's just an evening where everyone gets together and just sort of supports each other.
Networks.
On the filmmaking journey, yeah, networking and...
Cool. And I want to just check with, I know there's always clay classes and things happening. Is there any new clay classes starting soon?
Yes, there is. We've got in August, we've got Clay Time Plus happening, and that's a beginner's class. We have, that's on the Monday, the 1st of August, which runs for 4 weeks. And then there is, I think this one might be full, it's a 6-week wheel workshop with Sarah, and that starts on the 4th of August.
Okay, they do book out very fast, these things. That's why we'll try and give people a heads up, but we're too late on that one.
On the wheel workshop?
Yeah.
Possibly, but inquire anyway if you are wanting to get onto the wheel workshop or any of the clay shed workshops, because there's always other workshop series that are happening after that. So if miss out on that one for August, you can definitely get in for, you know, your first name down for the next workshop that happens.
Okay, cool. And I know that you guys have got your AGM coming up, and also a big strategic planning session, which you don't do every year. Is that right?
Yes. It's looking at setting the pathway and the direction for the old school for the next 5 years. So every 5 years, although it's been a little bit longer since this last one happened, we, the Community Arts Council, consults, goes out to the community. We invite everyone in the community, everyone's welcome, to come along and participate in a planning forum session, where we're just looking for ideas, brainstorming, can be anything about what you would like to see the Raglan Old School Arts Centre be in the community. And it's it's anyone that loves the arts. So you could be anything to do with drama, dance, arts, or just a lover of arts, anything.
Yep, yep.
Come along. It's on Tuesday night, this Tuesday the 26th, 7 o'clock, and it'll be facilitated by Helen Ritchie. And the last ones that we've done...
Yeah.
You know, when I started one of the first consults that was done, it was before there was the St. Nazareth building with the kitchen and the wet art studio room. And so that building out the back came about as a result of a planning session, one of these planning sessions where everyone in the community said, hey, we need a commercial kitchen, would be really cool, and what about a wet arts studio room? And there was lots of other ideas, but that was the one that the committee sort of like focused on. And... you know, that was funding and grants and everything else went on, a lot of blood, sweat and tears, and that part of that building was built. And then the next planning session was 2013, it was? 2013?
Yeah,
2013.
That sounds about
right. And that was when everyone then said, hey, we really want a new clay shed. You know, we had, at the time, there was a little versatile garage that was a pottery shed that had started back in the day with Claire Wimmer and a team of other potters. And so it was, let's build a new clay shed, and while we're at it, we need a performing arts centre, you know, a little theatre space for performing arts. So that building came about, as you know, and that took 8 years. Of fundraising and a lot of volunteer input to create that building.
Was that 8 years all up? Wow.
Yeah. So that building is now finished, and operating. That's really popular. The, you know, the cliched has just gone gangbusters out there with so many workshops. It's just such a lovely space, creative space to be in.
Yeah.
And the Performing Arts Centre, the space upstairs, that's where we're doing the live and locals. There's a lot of activities happening in there. A lot of there's yoga and Pilates as well. So that's a lovely space as well. So it's really well utilised, both of those buildings now, as well as, you know, with the commercial kitchen. We've had Raglan Coconut Yogurt, Ulo's. We've got Steve Raglan Bagels in there at the moment, and
yep.
Raglan Gelato. So it's been used by a lot of people in the community.
It's hard, you know, Jacqueline, it's hard to imagine what else you guys could squeeze in.
I know. So that's why we're looking for ideas. But it's also about the evening is also about, like, looking at what we are actually doing,
yep.
and assessing and just going, well, do we still want to be doing those, you know? This is how the film festival came about. This is how Art to Wear has come about. All of these activities, everything that the Old School Arts Centre does, has been driven by the community. It's not something that the Raglan Community Arts Council, the committee, sit around and go, oh, why don't we do this, why don't we do this? These are all the activities are driven by the Raglan community.
Right.
So it's really, really important that, we gather some more feedback and input about what we're doing, whether we're doing it good or whether we need to do it better or whether we need to drop what we're doing with some of the things and look at focusing on something else, because times change. You know, we're all in a... It's all a different environment at the moment with a lot of things online.
You
know, COVID times. How are we operating? It's a good night. Just come along with some creative ideas or just come along and just listen. You know, some people have sort of said, oh, I don't want to come along because then I'm going to end up having my name put aside something and having to do something. But it's not about that. It's just about just gathering feedback and ideas out there as well and seeing what we set for our next strategic plan moving forward for the next 5 years.
Okay, well, we should say the date, because we said the date at the start, but let's remind people about that.
So it's Tuesday, 26th of July, 7 o'clock, and there'll be refreshments provided. So if anyone's keen, they can just... an RSVP would be nice, just so that we know how much baking to do.
Okay.
But 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So that's here at the Old School.
I think I was at the last one. I might try to come along, but I'm not sure about my schedule yet. I shouldn't make promises on the air. I'm not sure. But yeah.
Well, it'd be great to see you, Aaron, because there could be connection, and it's also about building connections too, as well.
There
might be something that the Raglan Community Radio would be like, hey, why don't we look at doing this, or you know.
Actually, there is something because we did a thing for New Zealand Music Month, like local music, promoting local music, and I realised about halfway through that you were also promoting local music, so there was a crossover there that we didn't really take advantage of.
Exactly. That's really. So come along and put that down on paper.
We'll do that.
Yeah. And also, when you're going to be in that environment too, as well, and facilitated by Helen Ritchie, who's awesome, there's going to be more, you know, you think of all the ideas and everything that's going to just be happening around on the night. So,
it'll be really good to see
everyone there that loves the art. So, that's that.
I think that's everything we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
Unless you've got something else popped up.
Oh, there's some new Raglan art classes starting in Term 3 as well for Friday afternoons. This is run by Excite Academy.
What age group is this for?
For ages 5 up to 13, but there's different time frames. So if you're 5 to 7, it's 3:30 to 4:30. And if you're 8 to 9, it's 4:30 to 5:30. And if you're 10 to 13 years old, it's 5:30 to 6:30.
So is this different? Keep going.
It goes for 10 weeks. And this is run by, they're called Excite Academy, and they've got a website. And they actually run, they're based in Hamilton. But what they're doing is they're going around to neighbourhoods. So they're doing classes in Huntley and Ragland, might be one in Ngāruawahia as well, where they're actually bringing the programs into the wider community, which is awesome.
So you've also got your own after-school classes as well.
So we have the clay, our clay classes as well, which are starting, they start on term three, so that's on a Monday and a Wednesday. Then multimedia ones, this one's focusing on the garden in spring. And be friendly is what it is, it's called.
Oh, be friendly, B-double-E.
Yeah, B-double-E. So it's all about insects and bees and everything else in the garden, and that's sort of the theme, building on clay. Okay. And multimedia, different elements being brought into the program as well. But the Excite program on the Friday is, it includes $180, it's for 10 weeks, but it includes all supplies. And then they also do a big annual art exhibition at the Excite Academy in Hamilton.
Right. Okay. Well, look, that's brilliant to hear about all that, Jacqueline, and it will be interesting to see, given the history you said of the success of the planning, strategic planning sessions with the community, what it's done and for the art scene locally. It'll be really interesting to see what comes out next week from the community.